An easier way to remember the words. A simpler way to understand the world. From word to world. Join us. Word of the day. 英语其实很简单。AU English. You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is standard. A standard is something that you use in order to judge the quality of something else. 标准水平。Here is an example. What's your standard of choosing a boyfriend?
你找男朋友的标准是什么呢？
是特别帅，八块腹肌，
特别特别有才华，
文艺范儿，幽默，暖男，安静的美男子。Anyway, come back. Let's learn the word in the news. A recent report says that China has published new standards of 月嫂。It says that 月嫂 has to be between 18 to 55 years old, and they need to have received at least middle school education, no criminal records, the top level or so-called gold medal 月嫂 has to meet the standards, such as with the certification and training of advanced nursery teaching, and senior nutritionist, have the capability of provide psychological service to the mother,Help the mother do fitting physical exercises. Be very familiar with the common baby infections and illnesses.
Yeah, and I'm sure certainly it is nice to have this extra help there, because obviously after you give birth, it is a huge experience and a very tiring time for the mother and other people as well. But I'm not sure that we really need these kinds of standards there. I think it works out pretty well not having any kind of requirements.
But I think it's a great way to deal with, you know, after birth and whole kinds of things that entail from that. And I think, dear Brian, this is not something that is as simple as you think, okay? Because, for example, in the new day of China, like nowadays, moms need to deal withHow do I get my body back into shape? And all kinds of new issues. So if they want to hire someone to give her some sort of professional advice and guidance and help her with dealing with the crying new baby, isn't that a great thing? I think we should do a survey around the world and ask new moms, are they willing to pay some money to get someone in their house and help her with all this stuff?I think people with money would actually say, yes, I would love that. It's just they don't really know. In China and certain places in East Asia, we have this wonderful thing called 坐月子
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much...